The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit iheareverything.com.
Bridge toll, California, customer service number.
Highway miles to the gallon, Ford Focus.
Thailand cave rescue operation.
What is Schema F?
Best wine bars in San Carlos, California.
Best Western hotels.
How old is Ronaldo?
What happened with Big Brother?
What's a good engagement?
How long before a wedding should I send out save the dates?
How many games are in the first series?
Use IMAP to check email on other email clients. Identify fonts from
where to find.
We were 4 years
in. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast and I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, we'll share the news, knowledge, and strategies you need to navigate the ever-changing world of SEO. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Tyson Stockton.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Tyson from Previsible.io. And in today's episode, we're going to be discussing AI and SEO. Joining me today is Marielle Lozano, who is the new SEO manager at Previsible. Marielle is an SEO expert with 15 years experience, excelling in optimizing websites through comprehensive strategies. Currently, she's interested in learning how AI can help improve our work in SEO to achieve better results. In case you didn't get it through the other plugs in the podcast, Previsible enables businesses to build a culture and ecosystem that embraces SEO knowledge, understanding, and implementation. Our goal is to equip organizations with the tools, systems, personnel to be able to thrive in the SEO environment as it continues to evolve.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no cost? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
So with that, here's my conversation with Marielle, SEO Manager at Previsible, on the intersection of AI and SEO. Marielle, welcome to the podcast and welcome to Previsible.
Thank you very much, Tyson. I'm really excited to be part of your team and collaborate with Previsible with everything I know and to keep on learning. I am really passionate about SEO, so I'm really excited with this opportunity.
Excellent. And we're equally excited. I mean, we've been talking for a while. Personally, I've been excited to have you, one, join the team, but also just have you on the podcast to share some insights for the listeners out there. So you're based out of Santiago. So obviously, I think from this, it's nice to give kind of like a different perspective because there's always little nuances and locations and things like that. So I like that, we're able to kind of speak to your experiences working in SEO from Chile. But maybe to kind of start off with like the listeners, like how do you view AI and like what is in your mind like the intersection with SEO?
Well, I'm really passionate about artificial intelligence too, about AI. I've been researching it since our famous and beloved generative trained transformer, ChatGPT, appeared on November 2022. And before I start to talk about AI, I always like to tell the people a little story. To go to that days after school, when you get to your home and you turn on your TV. And I really loved always science fiction. I was a huge fan of Star Trek. And I love Star Trek and Captain Kirk and his crew and how they discover new worlds and new lives. But I was really fascinated about their starship, the Enterprise. And the starship has a computer who did it all. Navigation, calculation, you could ask it everything. It was like a super smart powered Google. And fast forward a few years, and guess what? We have the same fantastic, marvelous, futuristic computer in our pockets. Because the computer in the Enterprise, it's like Siri, like Alexa, or like any of our smartphones, a mini computer that you can ask anything that you want and it will answer. There's a little discussion on this, but I'm pretty sure that Enterprise computer was just a narrow AI, which means an artificial intelligence, which is really specific at some task, but it doesn't have more knowledge than that. So I think the future is here. And well, SEO has always been a science, a technique, a strategy, which is really based on future, which is really changing all the time, really dynamic. And I think AI is here to help us, not to defeat us. And I think AI is to make our work better and easier for us, like SEO managers and our clients and for everyone, like the Google's CEO said.
Absolutely. And it's been such a hot topic, like across the industry. For me, the way I look at it is it's not like there's new elements of it, but it's not like this type of technology hadn't been utilized in some capacity, like on Google's point. It's like Google's been using AI for a long time, and it kind of gets into the semantics of like machine learning, deep learning AI, and how they fit in. And certainly, like now, especially with ChatGPT, like now it's so much more visible. And so I think like the first thing that I like to say to SEOs is like, hey, there's nothing, like you don't need to be worried. It's not like search is disappearing. Like, yes, there's significant impacts and there is this like clear intersection between the two. But it's not like, hey, our job is completely different than what it used to be, or hey, our job's not going to be here. So I guess like maybe first, like, would you help put ease to the other SEOs out there that this is not something to be fearful of, but it's more of an opportunity?
Absolutely. I think exactly the same. I always said to people that AI is here to help us, not to defeat us. And as you said, AI has been using for a long time in the search engines. Actually, Google search engine is a narrow AI. It's an artificial intelligence, which is really specific in the task of finding the answer that you want. So right now, I think it's more visible because of the appearance of things like ChatGPT or the same Google Bard from Google. So you can interact with it more closely because you can see now in an application, it's in a website where you can, I don't know, have a conversation with it and not just like inside a system, because artificial intelligence is in every chatbot. By example, so we use artificial intelligence for many time ago in the chatbots and in the search engines, as I said. So I always said to the people when they ask me about AI, they ask me if I think that this is going to be a really huge change in our paradigm and in our way of doing things. And I said, AI is a tool. It's a tool, a really useful tool, like many others that we use in the SEO field, but it's not going to take our jobs away from us and not going to displace us neither. But I think that phrase maybe can be real. Like, it's not AI who will take your job away, but it's a person that who knows how to use AI in their job, because it's really useful. You can do a lot of things with no mistakes. You can automatize many, many tasks and do it much more quickly. So that's why it's important to understand what is AI and how you can use it. So you are not going to be afraid of what it can do to you. And of course, there's not going to be, at least not in the near future, like an Ultron who will take control of all the money in the world and all the weapons and will start, I don't know, a terrible world war.
Okay, so we're not talking about Terminator, you know, we're not fearful in that sense. And I like that you brought up that it's like, I guess in your words, the piece of like, hey, AI is not going to take your job, but maybe someone that knows how to use it might. Because I feel like that just summarizes so pointedly. It's like, you can't ignore it and be like, no, I don't like this. I don't want to deal with this. But it's not something to say like, hey, this is like, yeah, your job doesn't exist anymore. And I like the way, and apologies, I forgot who I caught this from, but I did hear this from somebody else, so it's not an original thought. But I saw like some sort of comment from someone that's like, yeah, ChatGPT is like having like 10 interns, where it's like you can use little tasks, or you can say like, hey, I need a snippet of code for this, or give me an article for this. And it's not always perfect, but it does give you like such a head start on it. And I think that's like, there's a lot of different applications, but maybe to, and we'll get into probably more of those applications or use cases for SEO in our next episode. But like with this intersection, so we have the tactics of how we use these tools in our day-to-day practice. And then there's also like what I would refer to as like the landscape of how does this change the experience that Google offers to users, and how does that experience then change what traffic we're capturing? And I feel like that's where a lot of the fears that I think I've been hearing is more of this like, oh, people are going to move to ChatGPT instead of Google, or oh, Google's going to bring this and they're just going to answer everything within the SERPs. How are you thinking about that? Like, do you feel like, oh, Google's just going to keep all the traffic and we're not going to get any of it from a website owner? Or like, what's your kind of perspective on that?
That's a really good question, because as you said, many people think that ChatGPT or Bard is the same data search engine, and they are definitely not the same. It's important to answer this question, understand what it is, an AI. An AI, it's a machine who is programmed to think as a human, but it has limited information. It just has the information that you give, or the programmers, the developers give to it. And that information is organized in these layers, multiple layers. That's why it's called deep learning. But it's just the information that that tool has. So if you ask to ChatGPT the data or the date of its information, it said that its last update was on, I'm not sure, September 2021, something like that. So I think many people thought or was afraid that this ChatGPT, this Google Bard, was the same of Google Search. They maybe don't know the difference. So what I think is like is that AI is just a tool that helps you to improve your task, helps you with these repetitive tasks, as I said before, that can make, a better summarize of something that you have to do. It helps you to write emails. It's great for that. But it's not a search engine. So as long as the search engine keep existing and Google still exists, Google is the one who makes the rules in our game, in the SEO game. You don't have to anything to be afraid of AI. You have to use AI. You can ignore it, as you said, but if you ignore it, you are missing so many things that AI has that can enhance and improve your work as an SEO. Next, as you said, we're going to see the applications, but I think it's really important to put the difference really clear. AI is not a search engine, and I don't know if it's going to be someday. I think it's maybe a possibility in the future, but it's like to really recreate the enterprise computer. It will have to be a general artificial intelligence with all the information on the internet and of the world. So I think it's like more like a futuristic thing that I think is going to happen right now in our near future. It's just a tool in that moment, and I think it's going to be like that in many, many times.
Time for a one-minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie-cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
Absolutely. And AI is such a blanket, kind of broad term, and there can be so many components within it. And I think a lot of time, especially, you know, over the last 12 months, a lot of times when it comes up in conversations, it's more likely that it's kind of like they're really talking about like LLMs. And I think that within search becomes an interesting conversation because I think Google is forced to respond a little bit to, not a little bit, they're forced and clearly shown so over the last year to take OpenAI seriously, take this rapid adoption of ChatGPT seriously, because there are certain queries or searches that could be served better in that. And so you get this more blended experience. So the topic that we have of like the intersection of SEO, it's kind of like, okay, like in what ways are LLMs used within kind of Google's algorithm? And in what ways are they using the knowledge graph, or how are they playing those two systems off each other? Because I think there's advantages and disadvantages to both, but being able to blend that in together, both in like the back end of Google, but also in the experience that the user has when they're searching, I think that's where there's going to be a lot more value to the user. And then for us as SEOs, we'll now like, the arena that we're playing in, or the game's still the same, but maybe the arena is a little bit different. And to me, it's not that much different than the conversations we heard when frequently asked questions showed up, or the rise of the zero-click queries and those other narratives that have been around for years. And it's like, yeah, okay, we might be competing in a shrinking space, but it doesn't mean that the game's different.
I agree with you. I think we're like the lab where they are working with these AI experiments. And yeah, Google had to hit the run and create really quickly things that could compare to ChatGPT. And that's why, well, they developed Bard with a huge failure at the first time. And now Google Gemini, which is a language model, but using multimodal AI. So it can process not just texts, ChatGPT and Google Bard, but images, I don't know, sounds and other things. And they are including Google Gemini now in Bard. And I assume they are going to include it also in the search engine. But things that could be really, I don't know, scary for us, or that could be things that, wow, we're not going to have any visualization, or SEO is not going to be visible, like the search generated experience, by example. We were waiting that it will be launched on May, it will be launched on October. And finally, they said that there's no date where it will be launched. So at the time, we just know that we have this AI, which is a really useful tool, and it's not a game changer. It's another tool, as you said, another new feature that happens in our field, and we will have to learn how to use it, how to make the most of it, and SEO will keep on growing and keep on being stronger than ever.
I completely agree with that. And it's, I mean, the piece too on the like kind of postponements, I feel like I wish I could have been a fly on the wall where it's like watching the engineer's reaction to maybe like the PR team making the announcements of this. They're like, yeah, no, it's not gonna be ready. To kind of close off the episode, how do you see this intersection like evolving over this year? Like, we know there's the delays, we know there's gonna be pieces, but it's like, from your perspective, kind of like, what do you anticipate, or what would you advocate to SEOs to be prepared for this upcoming year, and more pointed the intersection of AI and SEO?
I will advise them to get to know the AI, get to introduce with the AI, start to play with it, try to think in which way it can help us in our jobs. So you start to lose the fear of this tool. It's just another tool. I don't know. The scenario is so dynamic. So I really don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if even, like you said, the search experience will be launched at all. Maybe it was just because they said this. The last thing I read is like, no, we always said that the search experience was in Google Lab. So was just that. Just they are doing a lot of experiments. They are doing a lot of tests. And it's the same thing that we have to do with AI. We have to keep on discovering it, keep on learning how to use it and make the most of this tool. And don't be afraid. I mean, every year there's something that's going to kill SEO. And here we are. I'm here for 15 years. And every year I hear that SEO will be dead, that I have to change my, I don't know, my career, that I'm losing my time. And it keeps evolving. So my invitation is that we just keep evolving with SEO and let the other things pass through us. And look with curiosity what's going to happen with AI, because I think maybe AI is not going to change. It's not going to be a game changer in SEO, but maybe it will be a game changer, I don't know, in another fields, like a medical field, by example. Maybe the cars will be self-driving, things like that. So I always look at AI with a lot of enthusiastic and more than fear. And my only advice for the new SEOs or for other colleagues is just learn about it like you learn about the Screaming Frog, like you learn about the endless changes in Search Console, and read the new SEO guide that John Mueller just launched this week, I assume.
I think like one of the characteristics that at least I look for in other SEOs is that like natural curiosity. And I think the great SEOs out there, the good SEOs out there, are the ones that are curious. They're not afraid of change. And it's like, we work in a very rapidly evolving space. And if you've been in the industry like you have for a while, you've gotten used to that adaption and that re-getting comfortable with something new. And so I think your advice to the SEOs out there is treat this like everything else in SEO. Be curious, be open, get your hands on it. And then, yeah, look at how to prove and how to go on from there.
So don't be afraid and think that in SEO, you can fix anything. If you make a mistake, you can fix it, because you have to have the ability to adapt to the different changes and the rapid changes of the field and of the market and also of your clients. Maybe you will do, I don't know, a keyword research and it will be useful for 2 months and you will have to change all your strategy in the third month. And so I think it's part of being an SEO, to be curious, to be flexible and to not be afraid to the failure or to the future.
Absolutely. Let's be honest, like that should be the fun part of SEO. Like it's changing. It's not boring. Like it's something new. So it's like just lean into it and everything's going to be all right. So with that, that wraps up this episode of the Voice of Search podcast. Thanks to Marielle Lozana, SEO manager at Previsible, for joining us. And in part two of this interview, which will be published tomorrow, Marielle and I are going to continue the conversation. We're going to get a little more tactical and we're going to talk about using AI to improve SEO. If you can't wait until the next episode and you'd like to learn more about Marielle, you can find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can also contact her on Twitter, where her handle is @doctora_china, or visit our website at previsible.io.
And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. But that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs. Because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT.
And just one more link our show notes to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while listening to this podcast, just head over to voiceofsearch.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes, contact information for our guests, and you can also send us your topic selections, SEO questions, or apply to be a guest speaker on the Voice of Search. Of course, you can always reach out to us on social media where our handle is at Voice of Search, or you can reach me at @Tyson_Stockton. LinkedIn's better. If you haven't subscribed yet and want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your product feed, we're going to publish a new episode every workday. So hit subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed in the next business day. With that, thanks for listening to the episode and we will see you tomorrow.